father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Arizona's biggest, wildest, loudest, dirtiest weekend of the year is here. Camel Country Thunder.
Follow along at Camel 1079 everywhere.
All right, look at us. We're wasting time here. Talking about Bob Barker.
It's Camel Country 1079, Guttery Cheyenne. Randy Houser, what's up,
hey,
dude?
Hey, what's up? How are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
You've been here all stinking day.
Well, I didn't have anywhere else to go.
So what did you do all day?
Not much. Yeah? I mean, I watched a little bit of the Masters thing going on. I came out here. I walked all around, all back in everywhere, checked it all out. Went to the bus, you know, just chilled, waited on, did sound check.
I kind of feel like that's the way earlier. To go, though.
I mean, well, you know what? There ain't much else to do if you're, you know, there's nothing going on, no music all day until, you know, the afternoon. So I was just sort of chilling.
Walking around to the beat of your own drum, doing the thing.
I tend to do that.
Well, not the first time you've been to Country Thunder. I think, was it last year?
It was last year.
You were up here on the stage with us. And
was it last year or year before? Two years ago.
Was it two years?
It was.
He knows.
It was a Sunday. Two years ago, Sunday.
Oh, no. He was at 8-Man Jam last year. Then we saw you the year before here. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
We just love you so much, Randy.
But 2 years ago, last time you're up here on this platform, we reminded you of your anniversary, which is May 4th.
Yes.
Do you need that reminder now?
No. I mean, no.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, if you do, it's your wedding anniversary.
I know what it is. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I did forget that day.
Well, that day, you're like, well, we were playing back the audio leading up to the, you know, like Randy House is going to be there.
Well, it is a reminder that it's not too long after this, you know?
Yeah. All right. So you're on Hicks Tape Volume 3, which is a Joe Diffie tribute. It's a Hardy project, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you know that. You're on a song with Luke Bryan called Honky Tonk Attitude.
Yeah.
Can you, did Hardy call you, want you to be a part of this project? Can you talk about that?
So, this is the second Hicks Tape I've done. I don't remember how it came through. I think my manager Nick asked me if I would sing on it with Luke and Joe Diffie. I was like, well, sure.
Yeah.
And real simple.
I don't know.
That's the most longer,
complicated answer, right? I know you're expecting some giant story, but nope, it was just that boring.
Are those sessions really fun to do with the Hicks tapes?
I never saw anybody. I did it at my house. I have a studio at my house.
That's cool.
I spent a bunch of time in my studio. So they sent me, and the same thing happened. Luke sang his wherever he was. And then they sent me the tracks and Luke's version of what he sang, and I just filled in the holes, you know.
That's really cool. I talked to a lot of people after 8-Man Jam. Of course, you were with us at our 8-Man Jam last year.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you the amount of people who said how wonderful you are, and every time you open your mouth to sing, you like stole the show. Like you were the man at 8-Man Jam,
man,
and nobody
cool.
else existed other than Randy.
I don't know about that, but it was fun. I love Lee.
I mean, every time Lee followed you, and every time you're like, man, why you guys don't make me follow him? You know,
we do it on purpose to put him on the spot.
I don't know. I'll follow him. He's one of my favorites, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, Lee is fantastic.
You have a great story of you and Lee just kind of hanging out, like one that I know. There's probably something you can't.
There's
tell,
a lot of them, but well, I watched Lee stab himself one time.
Oh,
with a
do go on.
No, we were just in a bar in Nashville, the Tin Roof, and Lee was getting stupid, and he's had his knife out flicking it, and then he started playing some game where he was trying to hit something on a stool and just popped it about that far in his leg.
Oh my gosh.
That's so deep.
off to the emergency room, you know.
That's not a little like stab.
No,
that's
it was he had it in there. I mean, it was, but this is kind of thing. This is stuff that only Lee Bryce can do.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know, he's like a giant third grader. He really is.
Well, speaking of stupid stuff happening at bars, what was your first thought when you heard of Morgan Wallen throwing that chair off the sixth floor of Eric Church's bar?
I don't think it's necessary. I think it's kind of, you know, it that town, that street's so busy, really could have killed somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's like, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that, and I probably would have made him put that chair down or told him to, you know. Yeah.
You're a good friend, Randy. Yeah. That makes you a really solid friend. We joke all the time. Whenever we have really good, like, content that we're talking about on air, and we need a really good laugh, we have a compilation of your laughs.
Oh, God.
That we use on air because your laugh makes us so happy.
Man, yeah. I mean, I get giggles. I can't help it.
Amazing.
I'm one of those kind of dudes, you know.
Those giggles fly, Randy.
I love it. All right, Note to Self, the album came out in 2022. A bunch of bangers on that one, dude. I enjoy that album.
Thank you.
You have a new single called Country Back.
Yeah.
Basically talking about we're taking our country back. Can you elaborate a little bit more on where that song
is? Yeah, well, it's not political. It's about, you know, just taking our country music back. You know, it's about people that miss, like, real country music and, you know, and we're just going to take it back.
I love it.
Love that. Yeah.
Right. So is that the first single off a new forthcoming album?
No, it may be. I don't know. I just recorded probably 8 or 10 things, like, that I'm, like, mixing on right now. I've been spending a lot of time in the studio just, you know, mixing and just cutting a bunch of stuff. And so I don't know. I don't know if I'm interested in making albums anymore. It's like, it seems like it takes so long to make albums when you can just put out music. And that's what the trend seems to be. And every time I make a full album, nobody gives us crap. So why keep busting my butt for it, you know?
But we like the new music. So we look forward to all that.
I'm here for it. Well, thank you.
It was great seeing you again. And we can't wait to see you tear it up out there on that stage, man.
Oh, it'll be fun. I'm excited about it.
And let those vocal courses just take over this bowl here, man.
I'll try.
All right. Randy Houser.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.